Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Auction Studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. It'll be seen on SLA TV, that's Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The Superior Sunrise, 7:30 a.m., and the video auction itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time on the 22nd. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 wean calves, and over 13,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or you can preview the video on a specific lot as well. For more information, contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, today's cattle futures actually came back, fought back real hard throughout the day, especially in the August feeder cattle. They ended up $1.80 higher at 157.42. September's were up 52 here on their last trade at 159.02. The October's 32 higher. So, again, the feeder cattle really fought their way back. Corn was higher overnight and got weaker throughout the day, and I think that probably was part of the reason why they did come back up. But we'll take that. Live cattle, on the other hand, look like they're going to be just a touch lower here and finish actually 7 higher in the August at 120.25. The October's down 50 at 125.10. The live cattle market's really struggled throughout the last couple of months. Went back and looked really over the last year, and we've had a pretty tight range for the cattle futures, both live cattle and feeder cattle. Considering all the stuff that's gone on, they've had about a $20 range from the low to the high, and I know that sounds ridiculous to say that's a tight range, but we've had a lot go on, a lot of big changes in the markets. Been really like in the feeders between 140 and 160, in the live cattle anywhere between 115 and 125, at least on the August. So that's interesting to note. The hogs today were down about a buck to a buck 37.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
The grain futures market all over the place today. We had corn finish up about a steady to a half cent higher with December at 552 and a quarter. That September-December spread is starting to come back in. It was inverted quite a bit. Right now, September is only about 4 cents over the December. It was up to about 30 cents at one point. So those inversions are coming in. We might start to build a carry. One thing to note about that spread is here pretty quick in South Texas and in the southern United States, we'll start harvesting corn to sell against September. So that spread might actually, like I said, build that carry. And also the new crop, like the December corn, some of the latest harvested places are the dry. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there if the December rallies substantially versus the September. The wheat markets were higher today. We had Minneapolis wheat up 5 to 6 cents. That's kind of the one that's been having the most action. It was up 6.5 at 9.23 3/4. September Kansas City wheat up 3/4 at 6.52. The Chicago up about 6 to 7. And cotton futures today were down pretty hard here, down about 3.20 to 3.59. The big move today came in the stock market. At one point, it was down almost 1,000 points in the Dow, 90 points in the S&P. Currently, the September is down 875. They're just worried about this new variant of the coronavirus.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.